What is going on with y'all, man? It is Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video. So y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. Now, as y'all can see by the title of this video and what I currently have on the screen, today I have a very disturbing clip to share with y'all. Now, some of y'all might have seen this before because it went viral on Twitter. Also, a couple of people have posted it here on YouTube, and someone sent it to me on IG, and this was the first time I ever saw this clip. Very disturbing, to say the least. It gives a little bit of insight into when babies are deleted at clinics. Now, unfortunately, this is one of those topics that we kind of have to censor ourselves before YouTube does it for us. But y'all already know what I'm talking about when a woman doesn't want to have the baby. This gives us insight of a secret recorded, you know, I guess, meeting or some kind of, you know, business function they were having or something like that. And these women are talking about or sharing insights and the process and basically experiments that they do with deleted babies. The way they talk about it so lightly, they're laughing and joking. And I don't even know if they realize that they are basically sacrificing these young children. And I don't know if they realize or if they're actually doing it, you know, knowingly and willingly, that they're basically sacrificing to Moloch. And we're going to get into that a little bit more as well, which we've talked about on this channel before that, you know, came from different topics. But this one right here is pretty disturbing, y'all. And if y'all haven't heard this clip, you are going to be shocked at what you actually hear these women talking about. So I'm not even going to drag this intro on, because I know y'all ready to watch this just the way that I was when I was watching it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. But anyways, y'all, check this out.
Keep me busy, because you know if I'm not busy, I get in trouble.
So I have two providers who go up to 24 weeks, and
Now, real quick before we continue the clip, there's a lot left, so I don't want to disrupt it too long. But when I did my research to find out where this video came from, I found a couple of articles that said this video was made by a group of people who are, you know, they're very much against abortion. And they're basically like a protesting group. They're basically like a group that heavily protests against it. And they put up this video that was highly edited and misleading. Now, that is what the article is saying about the video, because it goes on to explain why fetal tissue is so important to science and the development of the V word. Y'all know they have been using fetal tissue in the V words for a very long time, supposedly to save lives from a bunch of different sicknesses. Now, y'all know what I mean when I say the V word. I just don't want to say it. I don't want to say too many words that will flag this video. But I think a lot of people are aware that it's being used in order to, you know, quote unquote, advance science, research, and so on, right? The biggest purpose of this clip is how evil it looks and sounds. Now, the lady even says herself, if anyone outside of what we're talking about heard this, they would think I'm a very evil person. So she has the mind. She is thinking that what she's talking about, what she's doing as far as, you know, selling these fetuses, these deleted babies for experiments and whatever else they do with them, she has the mind to know that this is very evil. This is something the average person would not do, would not take a liking to. They would not be sitting here laughing and talking about footprints and which one is completely intact to be sold, to do this, to do that. They wouldn't be so light about it. So I think the point of this clip is to more look at how, you know, like wicked this actually is, that people can just sit around and converse about this stuff like it's nothing, like they're just toys, like it absolutely means nothing, like you just wake up and this is just what you do every day and it brings you joy. So I just wanted to come in and say that real quick, because, you know, we have to look at this for what it really is and not try to think of like the scientific facts of it. But what they are actually saying in this clip is very disturbing. So with that being said, y'all, look, we'll go ahead and jump back into this clip. We'll watch the whole thing, then I'll come back and wrap the video up.
Dude, you guys are awesome. Well done.
Yeah. Perfect.
But they need like the liver mostly and the thymus.
Right now we're getting a lot for liver and thymus. Liver is in short demand. Dude, like there's people right now, most of the people, like ABR, some of our competitors, they're not even selling the tissue. They're like, oh, we'll give you an isolation. And we're like, well, why can't I get it? And they're like, well, because it's in short demand right now, it's more profitable for us to isolate it and sell you the vials rather than give you the entire tissue. And I'm just like, are you serious?
It's funny because ever since, I think I remember, it was like 6 months or a year ago you told me about the proposition. And so now every time I do a DNA, I'm like, oh, there's some lung. There's
yeah, you already know, huh?
Like, I can, like, I'm like, because I'm
crazy. I'm telling you.
I'm down. No, I'm excited.
You told me about the proposition. And so now every time I do a DNA, I'm like, oh, there's
fucking evil.
Like 6 months or a year ago, you told me about the proposition. And so now every time I do a meet with Danny, I'm like, oh, there's the plug.
Yeah, you already know.
Other days it's like more intact, where it's like maybe only like an arm.
Like, I would imagine.
I'm like, yeah, I have like a leg for you. I'm like, oh shit, if other people were to hear me, they'd be like, you're fucking evil.
Now, a lot of people have different opinions about babies being deleted, but one thing really remains the same, and it even reminds me of listening to that interview that, you know, Candace Owens and Kanye West did, that we just did a video on, two videos actually. It reminds me when I listen to it, if any of y'all went and checked that interview out, you would have heard Kanye talking about the rate of deleted babies from black women. And also the reason why I got Alex Jones back up on the screen is because from the second video that we did with Prodigy, he also mentioned it toward the middle of that interview as well. And this was back in 2011, and Kanye said it in 2022. But the statistics really haven't changed at all as far as black and brown women, especially Mexicans as well. I think they're both two times above the rate of any other race, if I'm not mistaken.
Brainwash people. And to kill people, genocide, you know what I mean? Everything that's going on out here that is just so fantastic, you really don't want to believe it, you know, Obama's down with it.
Well, Prodigy, what about the fact that he increased the funding for the basically forced abortions and population reduction in Africa? I mean, that's the big litmus test for me, any leader, because it didn't matter if you're white, black, you know, when people are, when 52% of black people in America are never born, I mean, that is definitely being targeted. And Jesse Jackson talked about this until he ran for president and then suddenly shut up. For me, that's the litmus test.
My point of saying that is that it's definitely an agenda behind it. That's something that, you know, it's very obvious to see that there's an agenda behind it. And Alex Jones mentioned population control, and that could definitely very well be one of the agendas behind it as well. You know, but watching that clips, it just gives you really eerie and evil vibes. Like I said, if the woman knows that what she is doing is evil, then just really think about everything else that may go on. They're saying that, you know, they're selling some of these fetuses possibly for experiments. You know, you can say that that's the word they chose to use because they're trying to expose something that they are against, which is the deletion of babies. But at the end of the day, we don't know the extent, you know, and I feel like if the women that actually are in that profession, if they take it so lightly, you know, they can say, come and play with our tissue. We have a lot, you know, their goal is to get certain ones that are fully intact because obviously it sells more, or, you know, it's more popular in people who are trying to purchase it to get footprints or get handprints. It's just, you never really know. And when you look and hear stuff like that, all you can do is think of evil. In a sense, that's why I brought up in the beginning of the video, you would think of sacrifice. And of course, when we talk about sacrificing babies, we talk about Molech, the ancient god of child sacrifice. Now, I've talked about this on the channel before, like I said, I forget what video it was, but I always go right to this article anytime I want to remind people of the pagan deity who is Molech, and he's a god whose cult reportedly sacrificed children in a furnace set inside the belly of a bronze bull. So, real quick, throughout antiquity, sacrifice might have been utilized in times of great strife, but one cult stands out from the rest for its brutality, the cult of Molech, the alleged Canaanite god of child sacrifice. The cult of Molech is said to have boiled children alive in the bowels of a big bronze statue with the body of a man and the head of a bull. Offerings, at least according to some inscriptions in the Hebrew Bible, were to be reaped through either fire or war, and it's rumored that the devotees can still be found to this day. And we know that, we definitely know that for a fact. They are still sacrificing to this ancient pagan deity, Molech. So that is something to think about. And it also says Molech is most frequently referred to in Leviticus 18:21, condemning child sacrifice. Do not allow any of your children to be offered to Molech. Passages in Kings, Isaiah, and Jeremiah also refer to Tophet, which has been defined as both a location in ancient Jerusalem, where there was a special bronze statue eternally heated by fire, and to which children were apparently thrown for sacrifice. Now, in this case, you know, it's not as we read it, you know, because obviously these are deleted babies. They're not, you know, 2 or 3 years old as some of the depictions are when people would give their children up to be sacrificed. And I just feel like watching that clip, you know, and hearing those women talk about it the way that they were talking about it, it just represents something a lot more evil than, you know, a woman deleting her child for whatever reason she did, you know, because it just makes it feel all kinds of bad when other people on the other side have different intentions than what that woman came in there for. Now, you know, I don't go into it much because there are a lot of reasons why women do what they do. I mean, you got a bunch of different reasons. You know, I think one of the most obvious is rape. You know, a lot of people ask the question like, well, what if that's the situation? What do you expect a woman to do? You know, in situations like that, you know, I can't say anything. You know, I'm not the one who has to carry a child for 9 months. You know, I'm not the one to judge. You know, that's not my job. So, you know, and that's not the only, you know, valid reason someone may have to delete a child that, you know, they could possibly have. So, you know, I'm the type of person, I don't really go back and forth about that kind of situation, because at the end of the day, it's really not worth it. You know, I really just did this video because I thought it was very, you know, disgusting to hear those women talk that way about the fetus of a deleted baby. And I thought the facts surrounding it were, you know, interesting enough to point out and do a video on this channel. So, you know, with that being said, y'all, I think we'll go ahead and end the video right here. Hope y'all enjoyed that video. Y'all already know, man, we got more content on the way. Y'all let me know what y'all want to see next on the channel regardless. And, yeah, man, it's Black Balloon. And I'm going to see y'all soon. I'm out.